This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An emboldened Vladimir Putin says Russia will not give up its fight in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
At a rare formal news conference, a relaxed Putin spoke amid battlefield gain and flagging Western support for the fight in remarks interpreted by National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
There will only be peace, quote, when our goals are achieved, end quote.
Kirby says Putin is doubling down on his aims to conquer a sovereign nation.
I sure hope that those House Republicans who have for months held hostage critical assistance to Ukraine heard Putin's message loud and clear.
Instead, he says the House GOP has left Washington for the holidays and left Ukrainians without American money to help them fight back.
They need it right now. Not after the eggnog.
The remarks came as Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky made his first visit to the U.S. military headquarters in Germany, where allied leaders have been coordinating aid to Kyiv, saying he expects Congress will soon decide to keep helping his nation. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Israel's president has joined the ranks of high-ranking Israeli officials to speak out against a two-state solution after the war in Gaza. In an interview with the Associated Press on Thursday, Isaac Herzog said it is not the time to be talking about establishing an independent state when the country's pain from Hamas's October 7th attack is still fresh. Herzog said, quote, "My nation is bereaving. My nation is in trauma." The Biden administration has said that after the war, efforts must be restarted to restart negotiations aimed at establishing a Palestinian state alongside Israel under the leadership of the Palestinian Authority. For more stories online, visit voanews.com.